as long as I want to think that I'm this and something else, he said, I won't remember the language of communication, which is the language of joining, which you know perfectly. So I don't know how to communicate to you until I know what I am. When I know who I am, I'll know how to communicate with you. As I know that I'm a loving, free being, I communicate with you as a loving, free being. So communication comes from identity. True communication comes from identity. So the Course says now, in the holy instant, God is remembered. It's the same thing as saying, in the healing instant, love is remembered. So when you're in an instant of healing, you remember that you're free. When you're in an instant of healing, you remember that you're not the victim. When you're in an instant of healing, you know you're in an instant of joining. So if you're in an instant of freedom right now, if you're feeling more free by what I'm saying, if you're feeling more optimistic by what I'm saying, if it's making you feel better about yourself to know you're this powerful, then you're in an instant of healing right now. So the language of communication with all your brothers is remembered with love. The language that I communicate with you with is remembered with love. For communication is remembered together as is the truth. We learn, we remember how to communicate together at the same time we remember what the truth is. Have you noticed that? It's like the more we learn the truth, the better we communicate. The more I learn that you're innocent and powerful, the more I can communicate with you. The more I can join with you, because communication means joining. So I'm communicating with you because I'm joining minds with you in the idea of your freedom and you not being bound or limited in any way. So I need you to join with me on the idea of your own freedom. Yeah. And my dream is to one day, say things like that and we all react with the same enthusiasm that we would at a Rockies game. If I could get 1 inch of the enthusiasm to come through about being loving and lovable as we do for the Super Bowl, I would freak out. I've always wished I could get that same level of enthusiasm that I see that people have about sports aimed toward happiness and awakening. Because if we did, it would happen so much faster. But we're quiet about the loving thoughts, and we're totally ecstatic about the meaningless ones. I mean, you want to see people get excited? You know what I'm saying? It's like, in this world, the more meaningless it is, the more excitement it generates. And the more meaningful it is, the more suspicion it creates and reserve. You know, it's funny to watch my values. It's amazing what excites me. And so, even though I get excited about insane things, I'm innocent. And what's real about it is the joy. The joy that they experience during the Super Bowl game, the camaraderie, the smiles, and the laughter that happens in the room as they watch the game is the holy instant. The game is totally irrelevant. Mm-hmm. And that's what you want to do. You want to join with people in ways that you share joy together to have the healing instant. Mm-hmm. So do you enjoy the people that you spend your time with?
Yes.
Yeah. If you are, you're healing every time you're together. You're having a beneficial impact on each other's life just by being around each other. So you are a savior just because you are fun to be with. So some of you all are hanging out with your savior tonight. You know you are. Are you going to see your Savior when you leave? Or some of us are going to go meet our crucifiers. They're waiting too. So what you learned today at that old strange class? And he black too? No, you're going straight to hell. You don't have to. It's a voodoo. Right. You know how many times I've been tempted to come to class with a skull and crossbones just to see, you know, what coming some feathers all over my body, and you know,
excited about that.
And that's what I'm talking about. Wouldn't that be exciting? Yeah. I got great legs too. So we're heading into the last paragraph. Oh, man. But before I do that, any questions or comments about anything that's said, or is there any sentence that you want to say out loud in order to remember it? Either one. We can strengthen the ideas or get clarification of both.
I can never lose.
You can never lose. Yeah.
Okay, so if I have thoughts of love, mm-hmm. if I want thoughts of love and peace, I can not, I will find a different way to be envious or something.
If you what?
If I want love and peace, uh-huh. let's say I'm envious of a sibling, uh-huh. I can think of things in a different way.
That would be the best thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And don't get upset with yourself about being jealous and envious. It's no big deal. Okay? Because you're being jealous and envious is not going to change who you are as a child of love and a child of God. So since it's not going to affect who you really are, then go ahead and work through your jealousy issues, but don't work through them from the perspective that somehow or another you've lost some of your innocence and some of your completeness just because you're jealous and you're envy, because that's just coming from fear and not knowing that love is inside of you and having united with the idea and then united with the mind that created you, and then that it comes from not holding everybody around you in a perception of love and knowing that they deserve to be happy as much as you do. So because if you have that kind of mind, it's going to automatically get rid of jealousy and envy anyway. I'm always amazing myself when I'm around people who seem to have a lot more than me materially, and I'm happy for them. And I actually don't feel like I'm comparing myself. But that, like Pam showed me this really cool new car that she just got. And, you know, I don't drive a late model car. And I was really genuinely happy, but it wasn't like I was ready to go drive my car off the bridge. You know what I'm saying? Because I realized that anything, any way that she benefits, that's me benefiting. Because Pam is nothing but me in another form. She's just me, just like everybody else in here. You all are me in another form. It's just one of us here. And we all pretending that we're separate. And we're doing such a good job of it, we even fight in conflict sometimes. And as long as we don't love each other, the most beautiful thing in the world that could have ever happened was that we have separate bodies, which are our getaway cars. And so we get in our bodies and we just leave each other. You know what I'm saying? It's like, which is good. It's like, if you're not going to love me and I'm not going to love you yet and we don't know how to do it yet, I think it's great that we have our vehicles for separation until we know how to do it. Who wants to be one with somebody that hates them? Or somebody that they don't get along with? So I think this whole separation thing is a great deal. I think it's good. I think it's wonderful. I'm grateful that we're separate. And I only want to join with you in peace and love. And so as that happens, I'm much more willing to be aware of our oneness. But as long as we fear each other, I'm glad I can go to my apartment and love you from the 8th floor. You know what I'm saying? I think it's great, don't you?
Yeah.
So don't feel guilty about the separation. Just want it to be used for healing. And some people you have to separate from to heal with them.
Yeah.
You have to separate to heal sometime. All right? So for some people right now you feel separate from, and y'all seem like y'all not together.
Yeah.
The only things, if there ever was a time that you and that person talked about having peace and love, even though you have separation right now, remember that promise that you made to each other is still working itself out. And what you're going through right now is just part of the working out, even if it looks like you're separate and not getting along right now. Because in your saner moment, you made the commitment to each other's happiness. So the universe is only relevant to what you decide in your sane mind, really. So while you're temporarily going insane with each other, it doesn't mean that the goal that you set is still not there. So if you let them get away from you for a while, they'll be off to themselves saying, I want peace in my life, I want peace in my life, I want peace in my life, I want peace in my life. And you off to yourself going, I want peace in my life, I want peace. So you still got the same goal, and there's no way if both of you want peace in your life that one day you're not going to come to the realization that you didn't do anything to each other. You don't have to worry about it. That's a natural result of awakening. So don't even worry about that.
What if it's like a coworker and you never made that goal? Would it still happen?
I mean, your piece has absolutely nothing to do with coworkers. Coworkers are the best smokescreen that the ego ever came up with to keep people from choosing for peace. Your coworkers are nothing but another opportunity for you to recognize that they have the same needs that you have, and they have the same need for love that you do. And if you want peace for them in your mind, and you fully desire not to attack them, you enter into a state of mind that your inner guide will tell you specifically how to deal with that coworker. You know, you can't, when you get to this level of consciousness, no one can give you specific answers for every specific situation. That's very important for us to get. We're beyond that thing where you can say, I'm having this problem with my husband, and what should I do with my child? You know, it's like those answers.